Okay, so you ready? Even though they forgot
who they are.
And this person just never remembered at all.
And I don't even know if they're
going to
remember
in this lifetime.
I want to remember enough
for both of us.
I want to see
only light
when it's hard to see light.
I want to imagine
and pretend
that there is a divine plan.
And somehow it makes sense.
And in an experience of contrast,
someone has to be the jerk.
And I'm really glad it's not me.
At least not this time.
I want to hold a space
of gratitude,
of self-recognition.
I want to be so in tune with me
that it doesn't matter what they do.
I can observe.
I can discern
that I don't like the behavior.
And I can still imagine
that there is light.
There is possibility.
There is something about this person,
this event,
this situation,
that serves
whatever
life is really about.
Even though it's hard.
And I've been taught well.
There's always a right and a wrong.
I'm finding
it's harder to grasp.
As I open my heart
and start
forgiving
and loving me,
suddenly
things don't seem
so wrong,
so right.
I'm seeking peace
with this messy,
chaotic
human experience.
Sometimes it's my turn
to be goofy,
illogical,
wounded,
angry,
stingy,
resentful,
loud,
silent,
and sometimes
it's their job.
I want to find peace
within me
anyway.
I want to reconnect
to the part of me
that knows
whatever it is,
it all changes.
It all changes.
It always
all changes.
And I deeply
and profoundly
desire
to love and
connect
to the higher,
wiser
part of me.
Most especially
when facing
those things
that hurt,
limit,
insult
others. Okay, big deep breath.